The following program is a JWC Media production for Game Show Newsnet and CLW83.com.
This is Jason Block, and we're missing someone. Is he dead?
He is not dead. This is Gordon Pepper. We were discussing Chico Alexander. Maybe he's planning on committing one of our murders.
Well, yes, because this is now, I believe, episode 5 of the WLTI Live Whodunit specials. And we've been having a lot of fun going over the action as it happens in live time, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock on ABC. And right now, let's recap last week for you. Last week, Ulysses was horsing around, so to speak. And
he fell off his high horse.
Yes, and he fell off his high horse. Turns out that the killer used an oleander-dipped 2x4. And, of course, what's a 2x4? Low notes in the band. And
you can say that Ulysses got his share of wood.
Yes, he got his share of wood.
But that's a horse of a different color.
Yes, it is. With the distraction of the red herring of the pigeons, if you remember correctly.
And the snakes. Because there were lots of snakes, and none of them were used in the murder. And hence, Sasha and Dana both got snake bit. And because of their refusal to pony up, they're this week's corpses.
Right. And what happened was, if you remember correctly, there were 3 people last week who were scared. Sasha,
yes.
Dana, and Gino.
Yes, none of them were on stable ground, you could say.
No, they were not. So what happened was is that, as we discover at the end of last week's episode, Gino comes downstairs and sees Sasha and Dana posed at the piano, basically covered in wax.
Looks like they're covered in wax. Looks like their blood was drained. We'll find out whether or not that is the actual case. Now, Jason, I have something called the horse theory.
Okay, what is the horse theory?
Now, if you look back in the flashback, the killer had a specific color of horse in the flashback. There are only 2 people that had that same colored horse if you did the freaking around and looking and being a geek like myself.
Right, the frame by frame sort of deal?
The frame by frame sort of thing, yes. Those 2 people are Gino and Lindsay, who, as you know, has been my number one target since day one.
Right.
Has been the person that I thought, all right, she's the killer. If it is anyone else besides those 2, I am not going to have a horse, I'm going to have a cow.
And you're talking about Lindsay and who else? And you said Chris.
Gino,
okay.
Yes, they both had the dark horses, which were the same color as what the killer had in the flashback.
Okay.
So, my guess is it's one of those 2. If it's anything else besides those 2, then I'm going to call a little bit of shenanigans on the producer. Now, keep in mind, a lot of people think that one of the ladies have done it. Now, both Melina and Chris both had white horses.
Right, okay.
During the scene. So, basically, it cannot be them.
So, it can't... But if going by the production is correct, by going by what we've seen.
Yes, but by actually playing the game fairly, if that is correct.
Right. So now we are just about to, we're about to go live to the Whodunit broadcast of episode 5. I'm just going to raise the volume a little bit here so I can describe the action to you, okay, as we go on. And yes, And that's pretty much what we are waiting up to at this point.
At this very moment. Now, usually we have different people doing the color commentary and different people doing the play-by-play. Mr. Block will be doing the play-by-play in terms of the action, what people see. I'm going to be doing some color analysis in terms of what I see and what I think.
Now,
of course, that again, as we all know, just because you see something in this murder mystery does not necessarily mean that is the case, as we have all seen.
Right. Yes. And, like I said, yes. Okay, so now...
We see the previously.
Yes, we
basically,
have...
basically we have the killer going in and killing people, which is what killers usually do. They kill people.
Right.
And in this case, they've been killing a lot of people.
Right.
We have
Dante,
started with... I'm sorry, yes.
Dante, Dana... Okay, Dante, Don, Dana.
Yes. The killer is going after everybody with a D in their name. That may be why Lindsay killed everybody, because she wants to be the only person who left with a D in her name.
Right, exactly.
It's a possibility, you never know. Now, we go to last episode with Ulysses lying quite dead and quite naked on the table.
Right, dead, naked, on the horse. Yes, exactly.
Yes, on the slab. And we're not talking about Slab of Pony.
No, we are not talking about Slab of Pony. So, Gino, if you remember correctly, decided to go over and offer his services, and Cam basically said, screw you.
Pretty much. Now, Ronnie decided to offer the same services, and they gave Ronnie enough information to be spared.
Right.
So, Cam thinks Gino is the killer, which is a possibility, again, based on what I was saying. However, Lindsay could also be the killer, which could be a problem because Lindsay is on Cam's team.
Right.
So that could be a slight issue for Cam. Again, as we've said before, the killer, we now have 3-on-3. One of the teams has got a killer on it.
Let me go back to it. We are now back at the manor, and it is morning of the next day after the cap. Gino comes down and discovers Sasha and Dana waxing poetically at the piano.
And now he's screaming for everybody to come down. And they're now all down, and they're now there, and they now see people not moving.
Right, and they're like, holy crap, it's the piano. They're at the piano, and they're like, oh crap.
And now everybody is looking at everybody else, and now we have Giles coming in.
Yes, Giles comes in and says...
What
does Giles say? Giles scares them first.
What does Giles say?
Your guess.
Oh, you got the delay.
The killer is undoubtedly escalating. And now we go into the opening credits.
Yes. We have 2 for the price of 1 today.
Right.
And we have...
And Melina is freezing because she thinks it's cold. And now we have a little bit of a dance... Of one of the maids and Giles, and everyone's going, what the hell?
Which is undoubtedly could possibly be
a clue. Listen to the music.
Because I can't listen to the music.
And he goes, my oh my, I do love a dance.
Yes. Now the question, because now the dancing is obviously a clue. I'm sorry.
Yes, and he says he'd like to cut a rug with the British debutantes.
He liked to cut a rug. Now, again, you have to be very careful and very specific in terms of what he is saying and how he is saying. So now we have Dana's room, which is the last known whereabouts, as well as Sasha's room,
right,
which is the well-known whereabouts. There seems to be a lot of footprints.
And we have
things
the morgue.
Like they're being dragged. We have the morgue. And then, obviously, we have the current place.
Right.
So now we have Melina. So it looks like everybody's splitting up into threes.
Right. Melina and Chris.
Lindsay and Gino, which leaves Cam. And Ronnie. Gino has a chance to win the $250,000.
Yes, Gino and Lindsay are going first because of the close proximity of both rooms because they don't want to contaminate evidence.
Of course. They don't want to contaminate Evans or contaminate any of the contestants.
Right, exactly.
So now we have those two.
Chris and Melina are waiting.
Yes.
And Ronnie and Cam are going to the morgue. There's no crime scene.
Yes, in this case. Oh, so one of them has one room, and one of them has a second room, and one of them has the morgue.
Right, exactly.
And none of them are looking at the bodies. That's interesting. So they're not allowed to touch the bodies.
Right.
Unless the bodies are going to be moved.
So now we have Lindsay and Gino going into the crime scene. And we see a bunch of footprints and tracks. Now, what are those tracks of?
I have a feeling I know what the tracks are.
Could they be a hand truck, maybe?
Could be, or it could be someone dragging someone's feet across. Could be a hand truck. But we also have, look at this.
We got
a little chloroform going on. Ooh. A little chloroform action.
So they could have been knocked out, okay.
Could have been knocked out. Or that could have been enough to kill them. Now, you see over here, you have feet. Now, could they be Geno-sized feet?
Ooh, they look like Geno-sized feet. Interesting.
Geno-sized feet. They look like big. They look like big feet.
They look like Converse if you look at the tracks or the patterns.
Yes, they do. They look like Converse. Now I wonder who's been wearing them. Oh, he could be wearing. They do look like Geno-sized feet. Maybe Lindsay stuck with Geno.
Could be. So they're looking at that.
And now we got some blood.
Do we have blood?
We do have blood.
And they're looking for the blood spatter, and they're following it. They're following the tracks into an elevator, which we haven't seen before.
I haven't seen an elevator before, have we?
No,
we have not. All right, so now they're looking. We see blood going into an elevator. So it looks like the elevator's going up and down.
Right.
So that's interesting. It could be a hand truck. It could be shoes. Again, we haven't seen a hand truck yet.
No. So now we have Gino, what do you have? Chris and Melina.
It's Melina.
Following blood spatter.
And we have more Converses.
Right.
And we have a locked door. What is this? Instructions for use. What is that?
To open door from the outside, slide... Ooh.
Ooh.
How would you open the door from... Why would you... Now...
So that would be a mythology on how the killer would open Dina's room.
Right.
Oh, well, that's interesting. We've got shoes.
Bare feet.
Have bare feet, and we have more tracks.
Right.
Then it would sort of be hard for those tracks now to be dragging the feet because we have feet.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of it is quite interesting.
We have feet. We just got to figure out how everything is.
And now they're looking at the bed. And they're all confused. They're both confused.
Yes, well, now here's the other thing. If those sneakers... are big male sneakers that would make you think that it would be a big male that has committed the murders now.
Now, but again...
It could be a female.
Could
be a female wearing male big male feet.
Exactly. And they're following more blood spatter.
Is that going into the elevator also?
Is it going into the elevator? Yes. So both bodies look like they've been dragged into the elevator.
Yes, well, they look like they've been dragged into the elevator, and those look like there's blood. Blood.
Right.
So we got blood all over the halls. But here's the interesting thing. The blood looks like it's in the halls. The blood does not look like it's in their rooms. Is that correct?
Yeah, there wasn't, like, any blood spatter or anything like that. So, aha, they discovered that. They discovered that there was no blood in the room.
Blood not in room, blood in hall.
Right, there was no blood in either room, by the way.
Doesn't look like there's blood in either room.
Right, exactly.
Oh, now we're looking, now Chris is looking at feet, looking at the sneakers. Now, they both sneakers look like they're bigger sneakers. So now they're both thinking it's a male. If it is a male, there is only one male, based on the horse that it could be in, that would be Gino.
Right.
If it's a male.
Right, and now they're...
Which means I've been following the wrong person, the first person the whole season. The wrong person.
Right. So
however...
Now we are on a commercial break. So in your analysis, since I'm taking over here, recap the clues we have seen so far.
Well, what we have seen so far is that we've obviously seen the elevator, which seems to be the method that has been used to cart both bodies up and down. We have also seen a... metal door opener that would allow the killer to get in through from the outside through the inside. That's an interesting clue that the two ladies picked up on that Lindsay and Gino haven't picked up on. Now, of course, if Gino is indeed the killer, that may be something that he does not want Lindsay to figure out.
Correct.
In in terms of that silliness.
Right. But right now we have a possibility of how they were.
We have a possibility of how they were moved from the room.
But we don't know.
Now, we also have blood splatter, and we also see, actually, the one thing that they both got, that Lindsay got in her room, is that it definitely looks like there's chloroform on the napkin. So it certainly looks like the killer used the door opener to get in. Then they used the chloroform to knock out the ladies.
Right.
And then he used possibly some sort of hand truck to take the bodies with them.
But how did
now?
But how,
I don't see a murder weapon yet.
Right, and we don't, and we probably won't see it until the morgue scene.
Until the morgue, and or until the riddle.
Until the riddle, yes.
Now, the other thing, and of course, now I'm gonna actually no, I'm not going to cheat and say what I think happened in these sneak previews.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't really see the sneak previews.
I did see the sneak previews, so I have a feeling. I have a feeling I know the murder weapon.
Okay. And again, well, let me ask you this.
It makes sense to me.
Well, let me ask you this. Do we have another... Because it looks like... I think the footprints are a MacGuffin. I think they are red... I think that is your red herring this week. Because you've got... Well, I think the bare footprints are the, you know, the dragging of the feet. One was wearing shoes, one was not. See, the thing was is that I think... Dana's was killed first, or at least knocked out first.
It could have been Dana first and then Sasha. Now, if you look at it this way, the where was that door opener? What room was the door opener left in?
Oh, I don't remember.
Because that would be, in my mind, that would be the second one. Because you would need that for the first one. So you can leave it on the second one.
Aha, that is true.
So I think Dana was killed second, because if you remember, the second one had...
And we are back at Rue Manor, by the way.
Oh, and hey, we have a morgue, and we have two dead ladies. And, of course, now if the men were being perverted, they could lift up the sheet and see boobies. So. But
well,
I guess
oh,
they're not...
Oh, and Cam is not...
I'm sorry, what does Cam say?
Cam's saying he's happy Sasha's dead. She's
well, we knew that because Cam hated her.
Whodunit says most of the things count.
Oh, look at what we have here.
Have you been keeping track? Who do you think I am? Ooh.
Ooh, that looks sort of nasty.
Both bodies have slashes on their forearms.
Yes, that could possibly be the cause for death. Now, any neck issues? Ooh, what is that? Ooh, they're taking...
Ooh, there's something in her nose. Did you see that? Ew!
Could it be wax? Could it be rag? Or, as Cam says, it could be part of a rag.
Right.
All right, so they're figuring out the chloroform off the rag.
Right.
So they're looking at that. We have... Ooh, we have bags of evidence. I haven't seen bags of evidence
before.
Yes,
we have two... We have evidence bags, which I've seen before. I would put gloves on, guys.
Well, I don't think they have the gloves to put on. However, what they do have is they have blood-soaked pajamas.
Ooh.
There's your blood. That looks like blood. Is that blood?
Yeah, Dana's pant legs is bloody as hell. But Sasha's are intact. Very interesting.
Maybe there was a struggle with Dana where there wasn't with Sasha.
Ooh, look at that! Yuck!
Ooh, what is that? Is that her back?
Yes.
She's got bloody back.
Ooh, but what...
So Dana suffered some injuries.
Right.
Now, let's see if Sasha suffered the same injuries. Now, here's a question. Is Ronnie sharing all this info with Cam? I would guess that he probably is not.
Right.
So now the interesting thing...
I guess
course,
they are talking to each other, sort of.
Sort of. Sort of, kind of. Okay. Now, keep in mind that Ronnie had a loose alignment with Cam on the last episode.
Right.
Keep that in mind. And if they both think that Gino is the killer, and Gino may as well be the killer now,
right.
Unless the shoe prints are MacGuffin.
Right, but what they're doing right now is they're trying to stick with the story that Gino's the killer.
Right. They're trying to stick with the story that Gino's the killer.
Yeah.
What's a possibility? that he is. However, if Gino's big feet are MacGuffin, and he's not the killer, the killer could be a lady.
Now, yeah, by the way, Ronnie now, is just... holding back some info.
What?
He just said Ronnie is holding back some info.
So Ronnie said that he is?
Yes.
Well, it's important to be holding back the info.
And now they are at the pool. And now they're about to share some info. During lunch.
Well, here's what I find that's interesting. Ronnie is sharing the information. With Cam seeing the ice out Gino. Oh, that's interesting. They want to isolate that. Oh, that's going to be very interesting.
Ooh,
now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ronnie, oh, now they're planning. Now, forget Lindsay. Now they're planning on icing Gino.
Right.
Which is going to be one of two things. Either Gino's going to go bye-bye, or Gino is going to be the killer.
Right.
This could be the episode that Gino goes bye-bye, in which case, according to producers, and that would be Lindsay would be the killer. Again, if they're playing fair. We don't know if anybody's playing fair yet. According to the producer in one of the producer's interviews, he said that there's some subtle clues, but they didn't do much for continuity. If they didn't do anything for continuity, then again, I call shenanigans on the whole thing.
Right, exactly.
Which is sad because I really like the show.
Exactly. So what was it?
So I may as well just take a dart and throw it somewhere on the board, and maybe I'll be right and maybe I'll be wrong.
Right. So Molina, Ronnie and Gino are talking about the theory right now, sharing information.
Now, is Ronnie giving Gino the right information? That is the question. We're going to find out.
No, he gave a different wound arm.
Oh, interesting.
And he didn't mention the white fibers in the nose either.
Interesting. However, but keep this in mind, though. Keep in mind that Gino already sort of knows about the chloroform because he was in the room with a chloroform napkin.
Right.
So he does sort of have that information to go back on.
Right.
Now the question becomes, what did he pick up and what did he miss? You know, now the interesting thing is you now have all these details that everybody's trying to figure everything else out.
Right.
Meanwhile, nobody thinks that it's any of the girls. And that could be a huge MacGuffin right there.
And that Cam, Lindsay, and who is that? Chris. Are talking.
Right, they're yapping strategy.
Right.
Now, of course, the interesting thing is, if the big shoes are MacGuffin, which is completely possible in terms of the shoes, in terms of the feet, obviously with the women, none of the women's feet are that big.
No, they are not. No.
They are not. Which means one of two things, as you said, either one, the killer definitely has to be a male.
Right.
Or two, it's a giant MacGuffin.
So...
I'm going to be focused on that for the whole thing, by the way, because I find it interesting that they're going back and forth. Now, is Cam giving the ladies the right information?
Right. Molina is not, by the way, Molina is not trusting Ronnie's information. She's saying, should I listen? Should I not listen? Things like that.
Interesting.
Okay, so they are reconvening in the parlor, actually.
Uh-huh. Well, no, Ronnie is convening in the parlor with his little notebook. So I think Ronnie is making those to himself. No, Molina and Gino are convening the parlor. Oh, here comes Ronnie.
Right.
Now let's see if Ronnie... Oh, look at what's going on here. What's Ronnie doing? Now the question is Ronnie going to now give them the full story? What do you think there, Jay?
I don't know, but Ronnie's trying to say, shut up! Shut up, you idiot! Come here! I got the real shit for it! Stuff for you! Sorry. Whoops. I got the real stuff for you.
Did he give him the real stuff?
I don't know. Let's see.
No, I'm gonna find... Ah! Look at this. Ronnie just has a note from Elena. Ronnie's giving Elena the note.
Yeah.
Surprise!
There you go.
Let's see. Ah, there's the information. Information that Molina now has. Now Molina's very, very happy.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Wow.
Nice subterfuge. Very nice. Okay, so let's...
Why don't you explain for the audience what just happened while we're going, ooh, very nice.
Okay, what happened was is that Ronnie is aligned with Molina. Ronnie had to get the information to Molina in some way that was, you know, was not in Gino's best interest, you know, not to
right.
let
in Gino's best interest.
Right. So what happened was, while Gino was looking at the piano, Ronnie was being as subtle as a sledgehammer, not for nothing. Okay.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, subtle to Ronnie, not so subtle to Melina.
Right. Exactly. But no. But I was just saying, Ronnie was being subtle to Melina as much as a sledgehammer. I was saying, shut up. Just let me give you something. So as Gino was going to the piano, Ronnie sticks something out of his back pocket, a little piece of paper, which basically was the roadmap to the murder, according to his ideas.
Right.
And now Melina is a very, very, very happy and hopefully safe young lady.
Unless Melina decides to give the information to Gino.
Which she might.
Because keep this in mind. And again, you're looking at Endgame here, and you're looking for everybody.
Right.
Ronnie has an alliance with Lindsay. Well, no. Kim, Lindsay, and Chris are all in an alliance, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Ronnie is sort of in that same pseudo-alliance, correct?
Right. But also, isn't he in alliance with Gino and Cam, too?
No, he's not. No, Gino and Cam are not in alliance with anything.
Okay.
Gino and Cam are in alliance to try to kill each other off. That's what Gino and Cam are.
Yeah, that is true. I will give you that, yes.
So, no, Ronnie is actually in a sub-alliance with Melina and Lindsay. So if you look at it, Ronnie is sort of like the BMOC here right now.
Right.
Ronnie is in the best position because he's got two different alliances. However, if I'm Melina, I don't want to lose Gino. Because then, where do I go? If Ronnie has that alliance with Cam and Chris, and they switch over, then that's going to be a problem for Melina.
Right.
So if I'm Melina, I give Gino that information.
Mm.
And I try to bail out Gino, even though Gino could be the killer.
Right.
Because if Gino leaves this week, then I leave next week.
Yeah, exactly. Because right now, again, but you also notice who is just playing very under the radar, and that's Lindsay and Chris. They are just playing very under the radar.
Just like a killer could be.
Exactly.
I definitely don't think Chris is the killer.
Nope. No.
Lindsay, as I've said before, is still my number one choice. Gino is a big number two. Now, if Gino does not get himself knocked out.
Or knocked off, yes.
Or knocked off. Or knocked up. Or knocked all at wax. Then he's there. Now keep in mind there's still some big pieces of puzzle left here.
We're gonna have the riddle challenge, and we're going to, and again, let me state the riddle because you've been
you may riddle me this. You may interrupt me with riddle.
Okay, I will do that. But
that's interesting. Now the only thing that I'm realizing is that my TV actually gives me the picture before your TV does.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so I'm going to have to be a nice little person and shut up a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so we're back at Room Manor. Okay.
We're back in Room Manor.
Okay.
Giles is looking very white.
He's in his smoking jacket.
He is.
In the movie theater.
Oh, we're in a movie theater?
Yes.
Didn't know there was a theater down there. Oh, sure is. I know. They have to kill each other. Let's see what we're doing here.
What?
We got a lot of wax.
Oh, wow. It's everybody in wax dummies.
Yes, and they all look very dead. Or distorted. Or contorted. Yeah. Or configured. Well, that's interesting. I'm starting to see something.
Yes.
All right. Now I'm shutting up and let Giles speak.
Okay.
What is Giles?
Okay. And they all... Okay. It's a very handsome audience. Especially everyone who's sitting. Your movie and your opportunity to impress the killer starts now. So the movie screen opens up.
Smoke and mirrors.
Okay, so we see an old school movie theater. Doppelgangers of six. Let's have some fun.
Ah.
Okay.
Do we have any more?
I kill and I kill till I get down to one. Okay. Here's a mind-bending clue for the dummy in you.
Mm-hmm.
Or will the dummy in you have take notes of double snowmen? They will be key. Just the lift of the lid and you will see.
I don't understand why they all left their dummies.
Because
I would have immediately made a beeline and opened up the dummy's head is what I would have done.
Yeah, I would have just... The clue is... Will the dummy in you have a clue? These people are idiots right now.
People are idiots. They're all running around. Hello, it's in the dummy.
You dummy?
It's in the dummy, you dummy. It looks like Cam is the only person that's still there. Gino's hanging out.
So it's and it loops on the big video screen. Okay.
Oh, look what we have here. Ah, Gino's gone to the piano.
Double snowmen, they will be key. Aha! Double snowmen, by the way, is 88.
That's correct.
Which is the 88 keys to the piano. No doctor performs this painful task, operator myself, you ask. Slice your stitches right up to the bone. Find what's inside. It's your clue to home.
All right, so now the only problem now is that this is almost certainly the one thing
and Ronnie
that
took
they
it?
Don't want.
Okay.
Is for Gino to get all the information.
Okay. So he's looking around.
You have Milena, you have Gino, and you have Ronnie, and you have Milena all getting the clues, all looking for stuff.
So they rip open the parcel. Ooh, what do we have?
It looks like a syringe.
Yeah, so then now they go into the theater and cut open the dummy. Ooh, come on.
Well, I said before, the clue's in the dummy.
So yeah, everyone is starting to cut open their dummies.
Meanwhile, Chris is looking at the piano. Oh, and there's the key. Now Chris has finally found the clue.
Yeah, Chris finds the clue, and is that the last one? There's only one person left. Who is that? Lindsay.
Lindsay.
No, Cam.
Oh, there's Cam.
Cam is...
Oh, there's Lindsay. So now we have Team Lindsay. Now everybody's got it. Now they're going to the dummies. Now they're trying to find everything.
Yeah. So everyone is cutting into their dummies.
Yes, which is what we thought to begin with.
Wow.
Everyone is slicing up their dummies.
Oh, yes. This is a bizarre sort of...
It's mass confusion. We have body parts flying everywhere.
Pretty funny.
Ew, uh-oh. Chris has got the clue.
And Chris is the... What's the clue?
Chris and Melina and... Okay, now everybody's running around to find the clue. And there goes Gino.
Okay, so what is the clue?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Everyone is running.
It implicates me. But a killer. No one can see.
If these walls could talk, they'd implicate me. A cold-blooded killer no one could see. The place where I dwell is closed off to all. Move things to the side. Find the hidden wall. You may need your scalpel when you run about. Cut across, cut it down, cut my heart out.
Maybe time to be going back to the dummies. It's interesting. They all go and, uh-oh.
Okay, so we're looking for a hidden wall. Where?
Right.
A place where
cut the heart out. Looks like Gina wants a scalpel back.
Right.
We're looking for the hidden wall. Chris has found the hidden wall. And now Chris has found the scalpel.
Ooh-hoo. Oh, the hidden
Ooh-hoo.
Wall.
And now
Chris
got the answer.
She cuts.
Ding!
Uh-oh.
Cam is hoping that Chris found the clue.
Which she
and
did.
And Chris did. And Gino's team is done.
Yes.
Gino's team may be as flat as his corpse now is.
Yes, exactly.
Now it's time to go in, and now let's see something. Oh, there's the hidden room.
Which
there's
is?
The hidden compartment. See if she can find what it is.
A second morgue.
There's a second morgue with lots of body parts. And lots of blood.
Ooh, and a torture chamber. Ew.
Torture chamber, ew.
Blood or...
Down the...
And there is...
Oh, there is the shoes.
Told you.
And the chloroform.
Right. Men's size 13, chloroform.
Wow, that's a big-ass knife.
And a... Ooh. Which sliced the boat...
Ooh. Oh, there's a little secret. There are shoes, all right. But, oh, now Chris thinks Lindsay is the killer.
Because they were filled with paper, like I said.
Paper.
Thank you very much. I did.
Yeah, Shue may be Big McGovern. Now the interesting thing, of course, is that...
Giles is here. Ah, well, to state your case. Time to state your case. Yep.
Well, is it time to state their case without anybody talking to each other?
Right, and if your life depends on it. So,
yeah.
Let's see what... Okay, now, with all the clues in there, okay, can you tell us how the murderer did it?
I believe I can.
Okay, please, you may state your case.
I may state my case this way. The killer used the open-the-door latchy thingy that Milena found to open the door privately. He then went in and chloroformed both Dana and Sasha. Now, in terms of the blood, he used a small knife, or small scalpel, I should say.
Right.
To slit the arms out.
Right.
So you had a little bit of blood, but you didn't have all of the blood. That would be good enough to chloroform them and to put them down. Put them down, so to speak. So then after that, they put him in the dolly. Apparently, Dana struggled a little bit more than Sasha did.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why the second one. So the first woman had to have been Sasha.
Right.
The second one was Dana. Dana struggled, and the killer got her in the back. That's one of the reasons why you have the bloody footprints.
Right.
And so then what happened was now he put them in the second morgue, really went to town on him, operated. That's where the big knife comes into play, and that's where all the gashes came in the arms.
Right.
By doing that, what the killer basically and essentially did was the killer drained the blood out of both of them, which would enable the killer to put them in any position that they wanted to.
Right.
In addition to that, if you wanted to talk about any wax, it didn't look like that there's wax, but it could have been wax.
But
I'll say that there isn't because I didn't see any wax.
No, it looked like that. Exactly. What you had it on the money. At least I think it. What happened was that...
So I think all the blood got drained out. Killer took the cart, put him back up, and put them in the positions that they wanted to put them in.
At the piano.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it. And
now the interesting thing is that the toilet paper in the shoe now all of a sudden suggests that it's not a man but a woman that's doing this.
That is correct.
Chris thinks that it is Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean that Chris withholds information from Lindsay because he thinks Lindsay's the killer?
Could be.
That would be very interesting. However, if it's a woman, and if it's not Lindsay, then it's Milena. And if it is Milena, then I absolutely call foul. And I call foul shenanigans on the show.
Right. But right now, at this point in time, Chris holds all the cards.
As usual, past two challenges, Chris has held all the cards.
Right, but what is she going to do? That is
well,
the key.
Keep this in mind. If you're trying to figure out who the killer is, and if the killer is going to be a main part of the end game, you do want to try to isolate and try to figure out who the killer actually is. Right?
Right.
So it's worth it to try to isolate one of your contestants out if you can realize that that's the killer. That being said, it's a big thing. Cam thinks it's Gino. Now Chris thinks it's Lindsay.
And we are back to stating the case.
And Chris is now talking to Cam, and it looks like, oh, no, there's Lindsay there also.
Mm. Chris feels awesome.
Yes, and she should.
Mm. Yeah, I know. And now, so Chris, Cam, and Lindsay are in the hot seat, or in the catbird seat at this point.
In the catbird seat right now. Now, here's the question: is Chris giving both of them all the information?
She is.
Well, she says she's selling everything except what?
The stuffing in the shoes.
Very smart. Because the stuffing in the shoes is an end game. They don't need to know that now.
Right, exactly.
That is absolutely brilliant playing on Chris's part.
Yes.
Because that is one of the pieces to the end game. And that also shows me that Chris is not the killer.
Right. And
so therefore, it is either Milena or it is Lindsay. As I've already told you, Melina is not wearing the right colored horse. It almost certainly looks like it's Lindsay that's killed.
Right. And now, so Melina, Ronnie, and Gino are talking, and they're not in a happy mood right now at this point.
Yeah, so now they're trying to figure stuff out. Obviously, Ronnie is going to go for the kill here and try to get some information out of Chris. Obviously.
Obviously.
So, now I don't know what Ronnie is telling. Now, keep this in mind. Ronnie has already told Cam, they already have a little mini alliance of smoke out people.
Right, so in other words, they've got something, but do they have enough to impress the killer?
Well, they obviously don't have enough to impress the killer. The question becomes, does Ronnie and Melina play smart and hardball and try to ice out Gino?
Could be.
So.
Right, so Melina's not happy about the information either. She
right.
thinks she's dead. Oh, Gino says they owe her one. Interesting.
Gino's going to go over to Cam?
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem, though, and here's the major problem here. They owe him one for what? And here's the problem now. Now it's 3-on-3, okay? If it's 3-on-5, you can bail someone out, okay?
And Cam is calling Gino out.
Well, we have a little argument here between Gino and Cam. Lindsay's walking away.
Oh, Gino is claiming markers and Cam ain't buying it.
Well, here's the problem, though, and here's your problem. The problem is Gino is going to call out Ronnie Molina, and they're going to get them the information. So if Cam gives Gino the information now, that means he's going to lose a member of his team.
Right.
He absolutely, under no situations here, give out any sort of information to Gino, except bye-bye, have a nice trip.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind that Cam thinks Gino's the killer anyway.
Right. He says, we don't owe them anything. We ain't giving him jack.
Right. So Ronnie wants to know if they're sticking to the deal. I don't know what deal that is. Now, the deal is absolutely no. Now, I don't understand what Ronnie's upset about here, because Ronnie and Cam have a deal to smoke out Gino. So, what's really happening?
What is Cam doing here?
What is Cam doing? Cam's doing what?
No, I'm just saying, why? There's like 5 different deals going on here. It's crazy.
Cam is like the power broker here. I think Cam is a little bit upset and irate, and rightfully so, by the way. Oh, what is Cam saying? Jay, what is Cam saying?
He's upset that Ronnie is going against the plans that he had.
Right. So I think here's the problem here, and Cam is actually playing this the correct way. Actually, no, Cam's not playing this the correct way. Here's how you play this the correct way. The correct way is that you give Ronnie a little bit of information, a little bit more him, a little bit more information than Melina and Gino.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have Ronnie and Melina yapping.
He thinks Cam burned him. And now he's going to Melina. And now everyone is safe. It takes. Who done a killer tweet thinks you know what it takes to guess who I am? Now it's time to state your case.
Dun, 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 dun. Ronnie's not very happy. It would be interesting, though, if Wax was involved in one way or another, but there's nothing here that shows that Wax is involved.
Right.
Now, I'm assuming that you're going to do the play-by-play in terms of what the people are stating when they're stating their case.
You may do that if you wish.
Oh, I may do that. Okay, let me turn my volume on then.
Okay.
Because I don't have my volume clicker on here. Here we go. I will state your case.
Okay.
Here we go. So we have a Hollywood theme from Gino. We have a double feature. Melina says that nothing's making sense. That's not good. Melina says, if it's a girl's opinion, we don't know what she's saying. Now, Chris is talking about the elevator and upstairs and the cart. Came upstairs in the elevator, is what Ronnie says, and that's absolutely correct.
Came upstairs in the elevator.
Now, Cam is talking about using the chloroform rag and knocked her out, which is correct. Now, Melina's breaking into talking about Brandon's room. Melina's talking about the contraption under the door.
Right.
And this one is there, so he has a contraption. Ronnie's talking about the contraption. Okay, now Gino's talking about wrapping her in the comforter, which is completely wrong. So Gino's going the wrong way.
Gino's in deep doo-doo.
Let's put it this way. If Gino is the killer, we'll know about it very quickly.
Press the button.
So. Except here's the problem. We now know, based on the padding in the shoes, that Gino was not the killer.
Right.
So now Melina's talking about the secret room. So I think she's going to be safe here. I think Gino's going to be if Gino's not the killer, he's done.
Yeah, it looks like it here.
So. Now it looks like that it was cold enough. All right, so now Melina's piecing it together. And now Gino is about to be a cold dead body. So Ronnie is now blaming Cam. Cam is once again blaming Gino. Gino is once again blaming Cam. Lindsay is now blaming Chris again. Chris is now going to blame Lindsay.
Right.
And that leaves... Did we get everybody? Yeah, we did get everybody.
What about Melina?
Oh, we didn't get Melina. Who knows who cares what Melina believes at this point? Except if it's now it's either Melinzy. Good, Gordon. It's either Melina or Lindsay. Or Melinzy in this case. Yeah, there we go.
Melinzy, I like that. Melinzy, that's good.
Melinzy is the killer. That's what we've decided here.
Yeah, no. But what I'm going to do is, you know.
Well, Melinzy is the killer. No, but you know what, though? Chris is playing a brilliant game. Chris is absolutely playing a brilliant game.
Yeah.
If Lindsay is indeed the killer, your final three are going to be Chris, Lindsay, and Cam or Ronnie.
Because
Elena's going to be toast on the next episode unless she's the killer.
Right, exactly. So at this point in time, we're going to switch up, and I will explain how the killer did it.
You will you?
I will.
Elementary, my dear Block.
Absolutely. Yes. This I do like the idea of the double feature. Okay.
Yes. The double feature.
Yeah.
So you had one kill. And then, you know, the rigor mortis thing with the person sitting in the chair and waiting for it, that is brilliant. I actually think that is part of it. Since I didn't really have the chance to completely go into my thoughts in terms of the murder. But no, I think Chris absolutely nailed it on the head in terms of what actually happened. You have both ladies.
Right.
That were there. You had Sasha, which was the easy one, and then you had Dana, which wasn't so easy, which got herself a puncture wound in the back.
Right.
That is probably whose blood that it was that it's Dana's all over the place.
Right.
So then they go down, so the killer brings both of them down, chloroformed, then gets to work on both of them, pretty much slices and dices, puts them in rigor mortis, and then puts them up there. You know, that's a really freaky murder when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I do, too. But we will definitely find out who is spared. Who, if you were the killer right now, who do you think would be spared and who would be scared?
If I'm the killer or if I'm the producers?
If you're the producers right now.
If I'm the producers, and assuming once again that it's going to be now you have four episodes left, so you can only kill off one person per episode now. You had the
right.
Double kill and now it's single, single, single.
Right.
I probably make the two scared people Melina and Gino. And I think Gino is going to be toast, and I think Melina is going to be the second one. Now, if Melina is the killer, that's exactly why she gets the card. You know, because again, you wouldn't want to put it on the other three, because you certainly don't think that any of the three in Cam's group are in any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think Melina has enough information that she gleaned about the second room to be safe here. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is, does she know about the second room, or does she know about the second room because she's the killer? Ooh.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. However, again, I'll say this, you know, subtle clues or non-subtle clues. Lindsay has done more than enough to realistically be the killer.
Yes, she has.
Especially with the engineer, with all the engineering stuff. And again, this is stuff that an engineer would know in terms of killing someone, in terms of the chemicals that are going to be used. You have a lot of biblical references in there. She is the daughter of a preacher. You know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
Melina there's only one little subtle clue in there, and that was in the foyer scene, and she's wearing a different outfit in the foyer scene than she is in the murder scene. I don't know if that means anything, but if you're looking in terms of direction and misdirection, Lindsay has been with every single victim near the end.
She was with Gino. Wasn't she?
She was hanging out with Gino at the end.
Yes, she was.
She's always been. So, if you're looking at that from that standpoint, and again, I've got the horsies. And if Gino is going to go bye-bye this episode, there's only one person that's alive that's left that's on the same colored horse.
Okay, and we're back. So let me take over here, okay?
We are back. And it looks like it's the morning. Or champagne dinner.
Right. A little wine, a little salad, and they say the tension is very palpable here. Lots of alcohol flowing.
The alcohol is flowing. It looks like the Chris is talking a little bit in terms of what she found.
Yes.
You know, you got to remember something, and Ronnie and Gino have to remember this. This is a game. You cannot all get to the end. People have to be eliminated.
Right. So they're now going through clues.
Okay. Also keep in mind that Gino got the wrong information from Ronnie.
Right.
Keep that in mind.
Gino feels betrayed, and Ronnie has no conscience. Of course not. He's playing the game to win.
Gotta play the game the way. No, I want to die so that you can take the money. No,
okay.
That's not how we play. Oh, I see Giles. That means you're going to give the solution soon, aren't you?
The nominee for best pitcher
is Cam.
Cam? Really?
Well, but you gotta remember something. Cam was in the morgue.
You are
which
spared.
Means that Cam didn't give out all that information to Chris in terms
why
of
why don't
you
go for it because you're ahead. You got it. Okay, I'll shut up. Okay.
All of a sudden, now Chris is a little annoyed.
Right. So you're going to explain it to everyone here who's listening.
I will explain it to everyone, in the words of Giles, because you have the delay.
He's looking at you, kid.
Cam wants to thank his team, and then Cam wants to thank Ronnie's team for sending one of his own up the river. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sit back and
all right, so explain it.
The murders, Sasha and Dana.
Okay. Could you take your speak a little louder, please?
Yes. He got the nominations because using a door gizmo to open up the door. And he opened up the door.
Right, he...
First victim was Sasha.
Right.
After I slipped her the chloroform. Oh. Well, that was quick. And the cart was, of course, the chair.
Right.
Transported her in the chair.
Right.
Another. I left behind wheel marks. In size 13 footprints. She was stuffed with 13 any size is possible. Ah, she didn't look inside. So she lied.
Oh-ho!
She stuffed Dana at knife point. He made Dana! Interesting. And made her wheel Sasha's cold. So she made Dana wheel Sasha at knife point.
Oh, wow! Okay.
And then he nailed her. In the back, stabbed her in the back, and that's basically how where the marks in the back came from.
Right.
So, and then Dana got tagged with the washcloth for chloroform also.
And then
all quiet on the Western Morgue, scalpel in hand, and then choppy choppy, and drain their blood, all the blood. After that, then they were redressed with the rigor mortis and put them into place. The AC... And he turned the AC down, which nobody picked up on the air conditioning. And they played for the starting role. Now, here's the interesting thing. Cam did not give out the information on the back.
No.
Yeah. And that was that.
Yes.
So, Cam, interesting now. Cam did not give out all his info, but the ladies gave out theirs. That is certainly going to be food for thought later on in the next episode.
Right.
So, that's interesting.
So, let's see who is spared and who is
spared. And who is spared. Now, Chris is obviously going to be spared here.
Right. Chris is going to be spared, of course.
Yes. And Lindsay will be next.
Right.
Lindsay should be spared also. Mostly because she's the killer. Even if she's not the killer, she should be spared, and she is.
Right.
Obviously, that's the team. Now, who gets scared?
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Which of the three
get next? Gino will get a scared card, and he absolutely does.
Yep.
Surprise, surprise!
Right, and... Yep.
Yep. It's expected.
Yep.
So, Gino thinks that he's done.
Which means...
Now, keep in mind that Milena... Ronnie's scared.
Right.
Milena is lamenting. Now Melina's saying it could have come back the right way, and it didn't. Now keep in mind that there's one spare card left, and she's got it.
Right.
So. Keep in mind that Milena has never had a scare card. However, keep in mind that Lindsay has also never had a scare card.
Right.
So... Now, Ronnie says, of course, that he's got to watch them. Now the question is...
Who gets killed and how?
Who gets killed and how?
Yes.
Now, well, there's one death that we haven't seen yet that we saw in the original, and it was a male death. And it was someone that got catapulted or exploded or pushed or shoved at some point and landed in a pool.
Yes.
We haven't seen that one yet.
No, we have not, but...
You may see that one this evening.
Okay, so in your opinion, Gino goes bye-bye.
The only way that Gino doesn't go bye-bye is if, you know, again, you sort of think about it and you look at it this way. Where was Ronnie in terms of the crime scenes?
Okay. Ronnie wasn't even there, was he?
No. I mean, in terms of where they were sent to look. Cam and Ronnie were in the morgue, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
That's where all the information came from for this case.
Right.
The main pieces of the information were in the morgue. That's one of the reasons why Cam won this in terms of being spared, is because he had the information in the morgue and he didn't give out the information to anybody else. Now, Chris had that piece of information with the tissues and the shoes, which now she said, oh, she didn't look. We all know that she's lying. We both know that she's lying about that, and she absolutely did look. So what's going to wind up happening in this case is that Gino is going to be toast just because, again, Ronnie gave Milena the card with all the information. Ronnie did not give, or I'm assuming Milena did not give Gino that same information in terms of where the injuries were and then where the wounds were. If he didn't know where the wounds were, and he may have gotten the chloroform correct, he didn't get the draining part correct. And he certainly didn't get the stab wounds in the back correct because he didn't have that information.
Correct.
So I think that Gino's going bye-bye.
Right.
Unless he's the killer, in which case Ronnie's going bye-bye.
I don't think Ronnie is going bye-bye myself.
Well, here's the thing. Well, the interesting thing is this. I don't think so either. I think it's Gino. But if Gino somehow manages to get past this, I can't see how he's not the killer. I mean, I can, obviously, if Lindsay's the killer. Or if Melinzi.
Melinzi, yeah. You've created a new world. It's Melinzi.
I created a new word. But no, I still think Lindsay's the killer. And I think that she's playing so under the radar, and she's playing such a masterful killer game, because she is under the radar, and because she's playing that game, the only person that even thinks that she's the killer is Chris.
Right.
Which I find interesting, And, of course, nobody thinks that Melina's doing anything.
Right.
Which makes it interesting. But I don't think she's the killer, and not just because of the horses. The reason why I don't think that that is the killer is because there's something else that the producer said. The producer said that the person obviously who's getting killed gets the scared card. The other scared card can go to anybody.
Right. But Lindsay has never gotten a scared card.
Lindsay has never gotten one, and neither has Melina. It would not make sense for Lindsay to ever get a scare card, because she's always been in the upper group, and that's what the killers do. If Melina, and the other thing is this, you would play the scare card on Melina if she's the killer. You would not play the scare card on her if she's a contestant.
Right.
So I would think that Melina is not the killer for that reason, because if she was, and I'm the producer, she would have gotten a scare card.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have gotten it now between Melina and Ronnie, because now would have been Melina and Gino, because now would have been the time to play that card. Because now all of a sudden, Melina has not got a scare card, and that would put up suspicion as to her being the killer, which makes no sense.
Right.
Which is why I think Melina's not the killer.
We're back at Rue Manor here.
Back at, oh, sorry. Killer.
Oh my God.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Oh, killer doesn't want to kill anybody tonight. That's very nice of him.
Oh, good.
For now, they've made the grade. For now, they all get laid. All right, take your minds out of the gutter. We have Hawaiian lays for all the guests.
Oh, okay.
Let's get dressed for Hawaiian lays.
And I love Giles. He's great.
He's great. It's time for a luau.
Yes.
I don't think they're getting spared.
I think we might find somebody who's gonna be on the spit, and it ain't going to be a pig.
Yes. Yes. I think. Well, we're everybody's getting laid. Time to party.
Yes.
The fact that. Gino left, and he left his magic teeth on the bed.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what that means.
Ah, we have a little bit of a tiki party going.
A little bit of a tiki party going. Keep in mind that somebody left it. Oh, my goodness. We got to unfold a little bit.
Oh, sir.
The awful house ever. Yeah. Oh, there's the Iron Maiden. That's getting late.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a limbo pole. We have stuff going on.
Right.
We have Melina is freaking out with Giles.
Oh, look at Giles has got a little pineapple. But wait a minute, is everyone there?
Everyone's there. There's Ronnie. There's Gino. There's a tiki.
And he says he's never been laid before.
All right. We have limbo.
And he says everybody...
Giles is taking off his jacket. Gino is holding the jacket. Gino is going to put the jacket away. This could be goodbye, Gino.
Yes.
Giles is limboing. Gino came out to take the jacket. Where is Gino?
Yes.
We're seeing if Giles gets laid. I still don't see Gino anywhere.
Yes.
Oh, thank you very much, Gino. Oh, wait, Gino's got the jacket back. Yay!
Okay.
We're doing the hula.
Okay. Everyone's partying.
Gino's ready to party because he survived it all day long. It's a toast. Oh, wait, it's not a toast. The lights have just gone out.
Okay.
Oh, something's going on.
Uh-oh. We hear a scream.
Lights are out. Oh. Gino's there. Chandelier's got... Oh, Gino's down. Chandelier on Gino. We have a party crasher.
Oh, yes, and yes. Gino's dead under the chandelier.
Gino is under the chandelier. So Ronnie has to solve the riddle now, because now it's a whole bunch of problems.
You gotta get your own. Be a man. Find your own beat.
How? Is it possible that you had a trained monkey?
Be a monkey. How can you
have
today?
Oh. Well, we're looking at scary stuff, and now we have a from Sasha and Dana. they're hanging out with each other.
At least I've got to spend my last few minutes.
Aw, they love each other. They're spending these last moments with each other.
Yes, okay.
Yes. That was lovely.
Yes.
So let's
preview next week, shall we? And who's left? And why don't you set everything up for us, shall we?
I will set everything up. It looks like here's what it looks like. It looks like that Ronnie is in deep trouble, and he knows that he's in deep trouble because it's everyone against Ronnie and Milena right now. But more importantly, it's everyone against Ronnie right now because no one wants to see him. No one wants to see him get out. And I think now this may be the death by flying jalapeno person into the pool that we're going to see next week when we see it from Ronnie. And the reason why I say that is because based on the coming attractions, it looks like Lindsay has solved the puzzle.
Right.
And so if Lindsay solved it, that means she's obviously safe.
Right.
Chris thinks that she's the killer. Milena, meanwhile, hasn't been doing anything, so that may make her the killer, even though she's on the wrong colored horse. But whatever. And so it looks like that it's about beads and lays and tinkies and chandeliers that are falling.
Yeah, exactly. The lights go out. The lights go out, and the killer. But you notice that the killer was. But how did the killer do it while everyone was there, you see?
That is the question. Well, obviously, the killer had to set something off.
And they did say the words trained monkey.
Oh. Interesting.
But
did you see a trained monkey?
Yes. But you see, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to luau around anymore because we're, you know, seriously. I don't hold the torch for you.
I think it's time to lay the show down where it belongs.
Yeah, but hopefully we will have all three of our investigators back next week. Chico will be.
I think Chico's training a monkey somewhere.
I hope. I'll just leave that one go. And for
Gordon, or maybe it's his pet snake.
Yeah. For Gordon, and of course for the absent Chico Alexander. This is Jason Block for WLTI Live. Saying good night and sweet dreams.
And don't forget to get laid.
Exactly.
Yes.
You've been listening to a JWC Media produced program.